iHeart Communities, thank you so much for listening. Please welcome the president and CEO of Interval House for Domestic Violence Awareness here in our state of Connecticut, Mary Jane Foster. Mary Jane, it's great to have you on the line.
Well, thank you, Renee. Thank you for having me. We've got a busy month coming up.
Absolutely. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, among other things. And this is so important to talk about now more than ever. It seems that the pandemic had people really talking about creating awareness and, you know, taking a look at stats and numbers. What are you seeing?
Well, I will tell you that, as we feared from research that had been done post-9/11, post-Great Recession, what we feared actually happened. There was a very dramatic increase in the number of victims reaching out. We had, year over year, we had incoming calls increased by 25%, and the number of victims that we serve increased by 30%.
Wow.
So, and you know, that ripples out. That means increase in caseloads in the courts. It means increases in safe sheltering. An unbelievable statistic is that the number of meals that we served and provided for people increased by 46%. So it really was had an unbelievable rippling effect across all of our services. But the most important number is that increase of 30% in victims who reached out. And I unfortunately will tell you that the numbers are slowing ever so slightly, but only ever so slightly. And we're still seeing in the courts on Mondays somewhere between 20 and 30 cases. So it really, the isolation, the financial insecurity, job insecurity, homeschooling, all of those things have really had a very rough impact on people who were in either already challenged relationships or were triggers to provoking, a deterioration in relationships. Very,
yeah,
very difficult.
We're seeing some headlines, too, of course. So we know that it's out there. We know we need help from all people, friends, family, strangers. If you see something, say something. You could save a life. And you're going to do some serious fundraising this October because you need it. And we need to help you raise these funds because you're helping real people here in the state of Connecticut, whether you're helping to educate and or get out of very dangerous situations, sometimes with just the clothing on their back and their children, or sometimes if they're lucky enough to put some things in a garbage bag and get on out. You guys do this. I mean, it's just unbelievable the work that Interval House does. So how can we help you? What's coming up? Oh, please. You guys are angels. Well, what's coming up? How can we help?
Well, October is filled with wonderful opportunities. We are doing 3 domestic violence awareness walks. The first one is October 2nd. At Goodwin College. These are not long walks. They're not rigorous, but they are a coming together of people to acknowledge this issue and honor victims and survivors. So registration for all of the walks are at 8:30 a.m. Walk starts at 9, a short program, and then it's over. So the first walk is Saturday, October 2nd. We'll take off from Goodwin University along that beautiful riverfront. The next walk is out in Farmington at Fisher's Meadow, and that's October 9th, again, 8:30 registration. And then October 16th will be at the beautiful Elizabeth Park, again, 8:30 registration, 9 o'clock. And we've been so blessed with wonderful friends. You are going to be our MC for October 2nd, and we have Mayors Jay Moran from Manchester and Marsha LeClaire from East Hartford is our honorary co-chairs. The following weekend, the first selectman of Simsbury, Eric Wellman, and Heather McGuire from Avon are our honorary co-chairs. And then just an unbelievable group of wonderful people, Mayor Sherry Cantor from West Hartford, Mayor Luke Bronin from Hartford, and Dennis House and Kara Sundland are our honorary chairs for October 16th in Hartford. So that's really fun. All of those are wonderful walks where people come together and celebrate the courage of victims and survivors. And speaking of victims, on Thursday, October 7th, we will be doing a vigil in South Windsor honoring the memory of Jessica Edwards. We'll be we are donating in partnership with the network at in Enfield and with the support of State Senator Saad Anwar, a stone bench in her memory. Mm. And her friends and family will be joining us. That's at 5 o'clock at Boundless Park in our Boundless Playground in Nevers Park in South Windsor. So there's another event that be a lot of it would be wonderful to come together in her honor and memory. We're also screening a very powerful film at TheaterWorks on Monday, October 4th, and that's at 7 o'clock, and it's called And So I Stayed, and it's about a victim and her incarceration, really an injustice to a victim of domestic violence who killed her husband and abuser. And then we have a wonderful breakfast out in Simsbury on Thursday, October 21st. And due to the generosity of the owner of the Riverview, the event is free. But, of course, we will be asking everyone to make a donation so that we can pay our bills and help victims to their next best life. All of this information is available on intervalhousect.org, intervalhousect.org. So I hope, I know you're going to be joining us.
I'll be joining you at many events. I'm honored to do it, and it's the right thing to do, and I hope people listening will do it. And don't worry, we'll have a link up to Interval House with this interview at mycommunityaccess.com.
Oh,
so, yeah, so people can get in touch with you or see how they can be a part of this event, or many events and walks and such, and just help raise funds for your organization in our state.
Well, the really important thing about this month, and it's what I've said to people about the pandemic when they ask me how they can help. Isolation is not a friend to a victim of domestic violence or intimate partner abuse. So staying connected with each other, being there for each other is the single most important thing we can do. And by raising awareness of this issue, we not only let victims know that there are resources, but we let their friends and family understand what this issue is about and how they can help. So the awareness is so important. Of course, we need to raise some money to pay for, say, shelter, for food, for legal advocacy. But if we could just raise awareness about this issue, we could prevent it. If intimate partner abuse is predictable, and we've studied it, we know it's predictable, its patterns are predictable, we should be able to prevent it. And that is what this month is about.
Well, thank you so much, Mary Jane Foster, President, CEO, Interval House here in Connecticut. Thanks for being on iHeart Communities.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.